the best way to bring folks together
something has changed within
is to give them a real good anime.
You're green.
I am.
Something is not the same.
Something just takes over me. And when it does, bad things happen.
Once you learn to harness your emotions, the sky's the limit.
It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
I did not know that 1 minute of pure and utter perfection in the form of content, albeit video content, existed until this past Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, when we were gifted the first official trailer for Wicked the Musical, a film adaptation directed by the iconic, legendary, visionary man, John M. Chu, starring Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, Jonathan Bailey, of course, from Bridgerton, Michelle Yeoh from Crazy Rich Asians, a plethora of other projects, Jeff Goldblum, we got the trailer, and it's actually something that's brought me out of podcast retirement, because I have not recorded a podcast episode since 2022 because I've been living my best life and doing other things, but I figured I had to jump onto the mic. See, I can't even speak. I forgot how to do this. Jump onto the mic and literally talk about this trailer because it blew me away. It's at about 4 million views on YouTube right now, and probably 500 of those views are me because, it is a 1 minute trailer, but it is utter and pure perfection. It is visually the most stimulating thing I think I've seen probably since, and people actually, because I've been seeing quite a bit of dialogue about this trailer, mostly from the musical theater girlies like myself, pertaining to Cynthia's, of course, famous battle cry, you know, the end of Defying Gravity, which is the end of the trailer, where and then, John, the split second we get of Jonathan Bailey, of course, Anthony Bridgerton, for those who watch Bridgerton, maybe don't know anything about Wicked, he's playing Fiero, so the love interest between the two girlies, but all that and more. But first and foremost, hi everyone. I have not literally, as I just said, been doing this since 2022 because I've been doing other things, but I'm so taken aback by this trailer. And as I mentioned before, John M. Chu is directing the film adaptation of Wicked. And for those of you who don't know, John M. Chu directed Crazy Rich Asians, which is probably my second favorite movie, second to all eight Harry Potter movies. I say that I looped them all eight in as one favorite. But Crazy Rich Asians is my favorite movie of all time, and ironically, Michelle Yeoh is in that as well, and she's playing Madame Horrible in this, which is iconic. But for those who don't know, Wicked is a book, obviously based off of, it's written by Gregory Maguire. It was adapted into a musical on Broadway, which came out in 2003, 2004, which I was blessed to see the OBC. I was attending musical theater camp at the time, Frenchwood Festival in New York, upstate New York, and we went to see Wicked. And it, of course, starred the legendary Idina Menzel as Elphaba and Kristen Chenoweth as Glinda, Norbert Leo Buzz as Fiero, Joel Grey as a wizard, and just many other big names. Of course, Idina and Kristen went on to have massive careers, but starring in the film is Ariana Grande as Glinda, and then Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba, which, perfection in casting, perfection. Now, there's many things I want to talk about pertaining to this trailer. First of all, I want to talk about the cast. Stellar, as I just told you, the two leads. Third is Jonathan Bailey, who plays Fiero, the love interest. Now, Fiero in the Broadway show is a singer, of course. I mean, Broadway, musical, theater, singing. And Norbert is an iconic singer. I've never heard Jonathan sing, so I'm very much looking forward to that because he sings As Long As You're Mine, and he also sings the iconic song, Dancing Through Life. Let's go down to the Ozzy's Ballroom. Oh, he's going to be so good. And what's amazing about Jonathan Bailey, second to him playing Anthony Bridgerton in Bridgerton, which, by the way, season two, was so great. He was playing opposite of Simone Ashley, who is an Indian actress who, yes, iconic. He's so handsome and he's so good. He is an openly gay man, which is fantastic to see that, that a leading man who the role is a heterosexual role and to have an openly gay man playing that, love it. It is great. It's just perfection. So I'm excited to see him sing. I mean, he's a very good-looking man. He'll probably dance really well. He did some dancing in Bridgerton, but Bridgerton takes place during the Regency era, so it's a period piece. So, it's a very I don't know, like ballroomy style, but Wicked is more modernized, theatrical, so I'm excited to see that. And then Michelle Yeoh is playing Madame Morrible, who is a professor at Shiz University. And, you know, she's a bit of an evil girly. And Michelle Yeoh in Crazy Rich Asians, she was somewhat evil. She played Auntie Eleanor, Henry Golding's mother. And, you know, she was good, but she was bad. But she was good, she was bad. She looks so amazing in this trailer, you guys. Like, her face, her wig, it's just gorgeous wig. Her costumes are just so rich. And, of course, Jeff Goldblum plays the wizard. Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum, so handsome. And he was also, actually, my favorite Jeff Goldblum performance is in Thor Ragnarok. He plays the Grand Meister, whatever it is. He's so good in that. It's my favorite Thor movie, directed by Taika Waititi. It's a Marvel movie. So, stellar casting. Universal is producing this film, which also makes sense because Universal produced Jurassic Park, and Jeff Goldblum is, of course, in Jurassic Park. So that's great. And then we have Ethan Slater, who's going to play Bach, who is a Broadway actor, which is great. Bowen Yang is going to be in it. Oh my gosh, Kiala Settle from The Greatest Showman is going to be in it, who I had the privilege of seeing her in a Broadway show called Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I saw it in 2012, I believe. No, 2011 I saw it. It was a fantastic show, and Kiala was in it, so I saw her sort of before she became this big star. Cynthia, of course, is a Broadway actress. Ariana, of course, comes from Broadway too, but then, you know, massively famous singer. So it's a very talented cast. So the visuals of the trailer are very stimulating. Now, I for those of you who have seen Oz, the Great and Powerful with James Franco and Mila Kunis and Rachel Weisz, it's giving that kind of vibe, which honestly I'm happy about. There's some people who are, most of this discussion that I'm watching is via TikTok, you know, where people are breaking, you know, apart every frame and saying, oh, a little bit of it, too much CGI, or people are loving the CGI, people are, you know, this and that. Everybody has an opinion, which is great. But it's giving me vibes of that, which is, I like it, very visually stimulating. But it's also kind of like, I reference this back to the original Wizard of Oz, where it was filmed in Technicolor and there wasn't so much CGI because it was, you know, many, many years ago. I have my computer in front of me. Wizard of Oz. When was this? When did Wizard of Oz come out? Hold on. 1939. Okay, they did not have the effects that they did now. Obviously, 1939. It was many years ago. So it is a bit, you know, CGI-y, but it's beautiful. Like, it looks so beautiful. Oz looks beautiful. The costumes look so rich. And then there's a quick glimpse in the trailer, which you, if you've seen the Broadway musical, you know that Dorothy and the gang are in it. And that, for me, and a lot of people have actually been saying that of everything that we saw in the trailer, I mean, we see Ariana in the bubble, Glinda in the bubble, we saw Cynthia flying, we saw the flying monkeys, we saw the wizard head, the Great and Powerful Oz head, you know. But the thing that a lot of people took away from the trailer is we see Dorothy and the gang, and that's like, wow. Because in the show, it's a montage and it's behind a curtain. You don't really see Dorothy, per se. You see her shadow. No, what is the word? You see her... Her silhouette. But we're getting the actual thing, and I'm very curious as to who will be playing her. Also, many people are speculating that our Adina and Kristen will have small cameos in this film, which I hope they do. I have my theories as to what their cameo could or would be. I don't want to say it, but if it in fact does come to fruition, which it won't be till 2025 because... it will be 2024. Okay, so they're breaking... Okay, this brings me to this point. They're breaking up the film into two parts. Wicked Part 1, Wicked Part 2, because John M. Chu said he didn't want to... He wanted to be very loyal to the source material, the book. They didn't want to omit any details, which, honestly, I'm grateful for. I mean, I would have gone to see if it was a three-hour movie, like, you know, we have on Max, you know, three-hour special editions of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbits. You know, I love that. I think there actually is an audience... appetite for a longer film, especially these days. But I they are breaking it into two, and I'm sure it's a financial decision, which, hey, I get it. You know, we just came off of like almost a year of striking. There's literally no movies or TV shows that are out, by the way. Shout out to Mean Girls, the musical that just came out. It was fantastic. Loved it. Renee Rapp is a star. And I think... I'll get to that later. But so it is going to be in two parts. So the cameo that I think Adina and Kristen would have would be in the first part when they go to, when the girls go to Oz and something happens. And I think, oh, okay, I could see Adina and Kristen, you know, doing certain something. But anyways, if it does come to fruition, I will then be like, okay, my thoughts came true. What else is in the trailer? Okay. So this is really interesting. And I actually didn't learn about this or have any knowledge about this until I saw a TikTok sort of describing this. So in the second half of the trailer, we get a shot of Dorothy's feet, Dorothy's shoes, the iconic, I don't want to say ruby slippers because they're not ruby. They're like a silver diamondy type of thing. But everybody's, you know, been saying, not everybody, but some people have been like, oh, why isn't she wearing the ruby shoes? Because in the Broadway show, she wears ruby shoes. Well, for a split second. It's in reference to Glinda saying it. You don't actually see Dorothy wearing them, but she goes off on the Elbrick Road, and then it's the cat fight between the two witches. I digress. But so I guess that MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, owns the rights to, like, the particular color green of the witch was, the red ruby slippers, the specific pattern of Dorothy's dress, like, the smallest details they have the rights to. So I guess in the book, Gregory Maguire's book, Dorothy wears silver slippers, and I did not know that. Now, I might be wrong about that, but that's what I guess, you know, the girlies have been talking about on TikTok pertaining to that specific detail. But again, that was a very chilling image, chilling in the best possible way, meaning it was like so thrilling to see. Because of course, we get as a prequel to What Happened at Oz. Intertwined, The Wizard of Oz is intertwined into that story because it does have to do with Glinda and Elphaba. Now, we barely get a sort of crossover in the actual Wizard of Oz of Glinda and Elphaba's backstory. It's more so what's going on now, and they're doing completely different things. Also, the way Wicked ends is a bit, it doesn't really make sense to the Wizard of Oz, but again, it's a different story. First of all, I think whoever chose John M. Chu to take on this project directing it did such a great job, because he really took, you can tell when you watch the trailer that they really took care with this, because I think there is such a, and I remember when it was announced that John M. Chu was going to be directing this film, he posted it on Instagram, and he was like, I saw the original preview of the show, I know what it means to people, I'm going to take care of it, I'm going to nurture it, and he did just that, and I think everybody was perfectly fine with the you know, his vision, and what his vision would be. And of course, when the two girls were announced as the leads, everybody was just like, brava, brava. So no notes, at least from my behalf. Now, the other controversial, I don't want to say the slippers were, the discussion around Dorothy slippers was a type of discussion, is Cynthia's, the battle cry at the end of the trailer, which is, of course, how Act 1 of the show ends in Defying Gravity. It's me, and then, you know, Elphaba rises at the end, she sings, she serenades the world, she can fly, she's officially Wicked. Actually, technically, no good deed, she's Wicked, but she really is Wicked because at the end of Act 1, she sings Defying Gravity, and it ends with the battle cry. Wow. It just, you should watch, if you haven't heard that song, and I'm sure many of you have it, because it's literally the most popular show ever, I highly recommend going on YouTube and listening to Jessica Bosk sing Defying Gravity, as well as Shoshana Bean. Two very iconic vocal powerhouse girlies that played Elphaba. Also, Stephanie J. Block is fantastic. Well, of course, Adina, the OG. Who else is really great? Oh, Donna Vivino is really good. Lindsay Mendez is really good. Lindsay Heather Pierce is really good. By the way, she was on Glee. Fantastic. There's all the ladies who took on the role. Eden Espinosa is amazing. If you know, you know. I say all that to say, the way Cynthia does, she does a bit of a riff. And it's well known that in the Broadway version or the touring version, it's a very clean, bring me to, just like that. But Cynthia does something different because on Broadway, you can't riff it because they don't allow you to change how the music is written. However, the film adaptation, of course, what's his name? Who wrote the music? All the names are slipping my head right now because I'm just, Stephen Schwartz, the legendary Stephen Schwartz wrote the music, and he probably, you know, changed some things to specifically go to work around Cynthia's voice. It's fantastic. It to me, I love it. Some people don't love it, but you know what? I think it's great. Cynthia's a very powerful singer. She's got the pipes. She has got the damn pipes, and I can't think of a better choice of an actress to nurture that role of Elphaba because it's iconic, as is Glinda, Ariana. Oh, and now this brings me to Ariana Grande. Okay, so of course we know Kristen Chenoweth, the actress who originated the role of Glinda on Broadway. You all know Kristen Chenoweth. She's just a doll. I when I think of Kristen Chenoweth, I think, though, of her Tony performance of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. My New Philosophy, it's so great, you guys. Kristen's amazing. And then I think she was in a show. It was I don't think I know she was in the show. It's The Apple Tree. Soundtrack is really, really great. I used to listen to it all the time in high school. Anyways, okay, so Ariana got the role. So the story behind Ariana's sort of journey with Wicked is one that's quite interesting. So Ariana started off on Broadway. She was in the musical 13. But before that, she had gone to see Kristen Chenoweth play Glinda when she was in the show. So 2003, 2004. Kristen has told the story. She did. It's on YouTube. You know, she's talked about it on many interviews. But the best sort of rehashing of the details, if you will, is when she's on Sirius's Radio Andy with Andy Cohen. And she says Ariana, her grandmother, came to see a show, came to see a performance when she was still playing Glinda. And she met her. She won a ticket via a raffle from Broadway Equity Fights AIDS, which is a great, you know, great, great thing that Broadway does to raise money. So Ariana won that. And she went backstage, met Kristen, and then they sort of had stayed in touch throughout the years. Fast forward to Ariana becoming the biggest pop star in the world, and Kristen and her always staying in touch and being like a musical mentor to her. And then, of course, when Ariana started auditioning for the role of Glinda, Kristen was mentoring her. And then, lo and behold, you got the part. So Kristen Chenoweth says, it was sort of written in the stars, and I'm passing on the crown and the wand to the right person, as they've had this very long-standing relationship. And I think that is a very, that is a great, great way for the producers of the film to choose, really, because although Adina and Kristen are the OGs, the film version girlies, whoever they were, you know, it's gonna bring in a new demo, and of course the new generation. A lot of people weren't around for the original, you know, cast. You know what? I was thinking also, sorry to go off topic for a second, seeing the original cast of Wicked is such a badge of honor, as is seeing Sutton Foster in Thoroughly Modern Millie. Sutton Foster, for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure many of you do because you watched Younger with Hilary Duff, Sutton Foster is a Broadway machine. She is so fantastic. She played the role of Millie Dilmont in Thoroughly Modern Millie, I think, was it 2003? Maybe 2002, 2003. I don't, or 2001? I don't know. I saw her at the oh my gosh, it's in Times Square. Oh, what is the name of the theater? It's at a hotel there. 9 to 5 was there also. I can't think of it right now. But I saw her, Gavin Creel, Harriet Harris, who, by the way, if you watch Desperate Housewives, Harriet Harris played Mrs. Mears and Millie, but she also played Felicia Tillman's sister in Desperate Housewives. So iconic. It's like musical theater history. All of this came back to my memory because after seeing the Wicked trailer, I like sort of revisited every sort of experience I've had seeing so many Broadway shows, because I love musical theater, like millions of people out there. I love musicals. They bring me so much joy. And by the way, I mean, I live in Los Angeles, but if you live in Los Angeles, Wicked is coming back to the Pantages in December, which is perfect timing because Wicked comes out on Thanksgiving. And the last time I saw Wicked was in 2018. I went to the touring version at the Pantages Theater with I love it. I love the tour, but the Broadway version at the Gershwin is just, it's magical. But the tour is pretty great too. I mean, you know, it's 2024. They can pretty much pack up everything and make a show a pretty damn good, you know, carbon copy of the actual Broadway stage version. But anyways, I say all that to say, I'm very excited for this new iteration of Wicked, because it's going to bring musical theater into, I don't want to say into the homes, because it's going to be in the theater, but eventually it'll be in the homes. It's going to bring in a whole new audience of people who maybe don't have the chance to go to New York and see it, or maybe can't afford a touring ticket, because yeah, the tickets are $100 minimum. But this is certainly something that is going to be an event, a moment. And it's like, you know, Barbie and Oppenheimer, Barbenheimer was such a global event at the time. Of course, those two films came out during a strike, so there wasn't much in the cinema, but I feel like Wicked is going to be like that too. It looks like complete and utter perfection. And the poster, like the first poster. Okay, so the musical theater poster is of Elphaba and Glinda's faces, like not a cartoon drawing, but like a drawing, and they're like meshed together. But the poster for the film is so incredible. It's of Ariana and Cynthia, Glinda and Elphaba, standing next to each other. They're her broom and Ariana's wand touching, and it's in their shadow makes a W. Obviously, it'll be for Wicked. It's the attention to detail, and I'm sure that's John M. Chu, as well as the brilliant marketing team, I'm sure, of Universal, as Universal Pictures is putting out this film. And I love Universal. You know why? Because not only are they doing Wicked, but they gave us The Grinch, the Jim Carrey version with Taylor Momsen, who's Jenny Humphrey and Gossip Girl, one of my all-time favorite movies of all time. I think many people love that movie for the holidays. So, yes, Wicked. Wicked, Wicked, Wicked. Thanksgiving of 2024. Yes, it is a bit of ways, but casting was first announced, you guys. It was crazy. Casting was first announced in 2022. 2 years. But of course, we had the pandemic, and then there was an actor strike, and I think Jon Hamm really wanted to nurture this film. But it looks fantastic, and I'm probably going to watch the trailer a billion other times because it is so good. So yeah, those are my thoughts. I literally have no notes. The casting is complete and utter perfection. I'm so happy Michelle Yeoh is going to play Madame Marble because I literally love her in Crazy Rich Asians. Of course, she won an Academy Award for Everything All at Once Everywhere, that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis, which actually I didn't see that because I don't know why I didn't see it. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Oh, and of course, how could I forget? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Oh, and she's in one of my favorite Marvel movies as well. Shang-Chi. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. And I'm looking at her IMDb, too. Apparently, she's going to be in Avatar 3. Girl is working. Get that bag, girl. Okay, anyways, I just had to come on here and talk about this because I'm so excited. I'm so, so, so happy for the girls, Ariana and Cynthia, that are bringing these two characters, not to life, because, again, Adina and Kristen did that, but they're carrying on the legacy of what I'm sure will be a fantastic film. So that's all I got. Maybe I'll be on here another, I don't know, the Bridgerton stuff too. Bridgerton season 3, we're getting clips about, and I love Bridgerton, but nah, I don't know, that's a ways away as well. All right, everybody, have a good one. Go watch the trailer, or go see the show in New York, or if it's touring in your city. Have a good one. Bye-bye.